The king was in his counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in her parlor, eating bread and honey. These words are stanza two of that great literary work, Sing a Song of Sixpence. You know, from the genre of literature that includes Jack be Nimble, Jack be Quick, The Farmer and the Dell, Little Jack Horner, and A Tisket, a Tasket. Now watch out if you spend all your time counting your money. Watch out if you just recline in the parlor stuffing yourself with bread and honey. For if you bake a big pie overstuffed with 4-and-20 blackbirds, nothing good can come from it. In fact, a blackbird could burst forth from that pie and snip off your nose. Now, this little ditty is a pretty good summary of our text today. Not that the Holy Spirit borrowed from the one who originally wrote this. No, in truth, this was written in the late 1600s as a coded song to recruit pirates. But the truth presented in this rhyme, at least on the surface, remind us that the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil, a Greek proverb that God chose to use to make a point to all of us, and especially to Timothy and the other pastors of the church. Watch out for your own greed. But just in case you deaconesses think that you're exempt from this, remember that if you're baking your diaconal pies or doing your other diaconal work, your faith too might be snipped off if you are not careful. We don't know how much money the king actually had in his counting house. It might have been a fortune. It might have been next to nothing. But whatever it was keeping his attention in the wrong place. Likewise with us. If we are focused upon our money, our earthly benefits and possessions, our riches, our wealth, and somehow how we can get more, then we are in danger of having our faith snipped off. Money's a funny thing, isn't it? People will talk about their family problems, their illnesses, their marital difficulties, even their need for Viagra, but they won't tell you the balance in their checking account. They won't tell you what the bottom line is on their 401k plan. They won't tell you what they paid for their house. And they certainly wouldn't mention the total indebtedness that they have. And most of all, they would not tell you their net worth. You see, some things are private beyond private according to our sinful flesh. No wonder that the Lord says that the root of all evil is the love of money. No wonder he says that the desire for worldly success can lead to false doctrine, which our text also says. Watch out, your head could be snipped off. Now, it doesn't take a lot of assets to make the love of money the root of all evil. Just one counting house, just one fat pie. When my wife and I were in southern Sudan this past summer, we drank only bottled water. You know, the bottled water you can get in the vending machines here or down at the corner store. While we were drinking our water, which we did not think was a very significant thing, little children would gather around us. And when we finished our water, we would simply put our bottle down. Then the scrapping began. Little children fighting with each other, pulling hair, calling names, all to get a hold of those used plastic bottles, probably worth a tenth of a cent U.S. at best. Coveting, avarice, greed, all over a used water bottle. And indeed, if they could get the cap, there was even higher status, because not only could they fill the water bottle from the village well, now they had something that looked like the real thing with the cap. But even on the other end, we have our Enrons, we have our Skillings, our Lays, and men and women who think that $10 million is not enough in salary. And so they run into the same problem, exactly. So you too, You're not going to have the highest salaries. In fact, you're going to have some of the lowest salaries in your community. You're not exempt from this love of money. And just to give a couple of examples, when I was in the parish ministry in Corpus Christi, Texas, we had one of the pastors in our circuit who on Valentine's Day married 25 couples in the public square. Now, perhaps he thought no one would find out about this, but it was on the front page of the Corpus Christi Caller Times. And I'm sure he had done catechesis with each couple, certainly reflecting the $50 per couple that he received for these services. Also, another pastor that I knew personally who took money from the LWML treasury. Better to steal from the church itself than the LWML treasury. The truth is that Christ himself was counting. Counting all the way from his infancy to his last breath. But instead of counting his riches, he was counting the cost. The cost to atone for our sins. Our sins of counting wealth. Our sins of desiring riches, our sins of striving for earthly success. Yes, even as we find ourselves in this wretched condition of continuing to sin, of knowing that our flesh is fallen, yes, indeed, Christ counted everything that he did for us to our benefit. We receive his righteousness. And so, the Lord now in our text says, count everything great godliness with contentment. In other words, realize that even though we are poor, miserable sinners who will often lust after all of the pleasures and all of the prizes of the world, remember that he has counted us worthy and he has redeemed us from all of our sins. He tells us not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. He tells us that he is with us always, even unto the end of the age. He tells us that not even a little bird falls without him knowing it. So indeed, he knows each of your bank balances. He knows each of your financial conditions. He knows each of your family needs, and he will take care of you. Now, in this day of confusion of sexual identity and essence, the queen might be in her counting house counting out her money, and the king could be in his parlor eating bread and honey. One way or another, it does not matter, for the Lord is in his counting house, counting out our sins and disposing of them forever. You see, the devil is in the parlor, but the 24 blackbirds are pecking off his head. In Jesus' name, amen.